What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the episode of Our Naked Story Podcast. Hope you guys are all doing fantastically, beautifully, amazing, super-duper, ecstatic, any other positive words that are out there. That's what I hope that your life is full of. Love, and compassion, and beauty, and positive thinking, and partying, or whatever you do to make you have a good day. Today's episode is brought to you by Alpen Organics, as always. Alpen Organics is by far my most favorite, I think that's how you say it, most favorite CBD company that I've ever experienced so far in my life. Alpen Organics is 100% all vegan. They are third-party tested. They are THC-free, so you're not going to get high. And there's no GMOs, there's no none of that bullshit. It's just straight up CBD. You can check out their website. It gives you a little bit more information at alpenorganics.com. They also have a really cool app that I really enjoy kind of sifting through before I start my mornings. It's just full of positive articles on like traveling and food and just good feels, you know? And that's what everybody needs, some good feels in their day. You know, if you're sitting there and you're on your social media and it's just this bad news, bad news, bad news all day, then you're probably going to have a bad day, because that's what's in your mind, that's what the world is. That's not what the world is. That's just a tiny little glimpse of the world, you know? So, sorry, a little tangent there. Alpen Organics has amazing tinctures. They have body creams. And they also just came out with this new, like, cool roll-on tincture or body cream. So it comes in this nice little bottle with this little, like, roll-on thing at the end. You just roll out on your sore spots, stuff like that. And you're good to go. So I start every day with 2,000 milligram CBD oil. Gets me nice and relaxed and mellow. It's kind of cool how it works. So like, you don't get tired or anything. You just feel chill. If that's an actual, like, I don't know, feeling thing, I guess. But like, I'll take it before work, and at work I'm just chilling, hanging out. I'm still like productive. And then sometimes I'll take it before bed. You know, if my mind's kind of like all wrapped up with whatever's going on for the day, I'll do that, and then, yeah. So, you guys, if you head on over to alpenorganics.com and you use offer code OurNakedStory, you're going to receive 40% off today because it is Friday, and then every other day you're going to receive 30% off. So, whatever day you decide, if you want an extra 10%, then, you know, wait till Fridays, but if it's like a Monday and you're like, I need it by Wednesday, and you're still getting 30% off, I got you, don't worry. So, go over to alpenorganics.com and, use offer code OurNakedStory at checkout, and you're going to receive 40% off today and 30% off any other day. And that's that. This episode is also brought to you by Summer Moon Candles. You guys, holidays are right around the corner. And what a better gift than to give somebody one of the most beautiful candles I've ever seen. Again, I've never really been like a candle guy, but the amount of work and the amount of beauty that she puts into her candles, I really wish everybody at least has one in their house, in the entire world. If everybody in the world can have one, she'd be making a lot of money for sure. But yeah, they're just awesome, you guys. They're no GMOs, they're not animal tested, it's none of that bullshit candles, you know, like Glade or something. This is a nice family owned company, made from her home, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And she puts these nice crystals inside of her candles. She puts like dried flowers, and then my favorite part of it is she uses these wood wicks. And I don't know, it just, they like crackle, kind of like a mini little campfire. So like, if you're just sitting there and you can hear, you know, a little mini campfire next to you while you're enjoying the beautiful aromas of whatever candle you desire. She has, I don't know about billions, but she has a lot of different flavors, I guess, different smells that you can choose from. And yeah, choose your favorite one. There's this one, I think it's like Ocean Breeze or something like that. That's one of my favorite ones. And again, you guys, they're just so beautiful. But so if you go over to Etsy.shop, or I think it's Etsy.shop/summermooncandles, you're going to receive 10% off of your order if you use Our Naked Story at checkout, or it's a coupon code for Etsy. But yeah, so 10% off if you use Our Naked Story, all capitalizations, no spaces, and get yourself 10% off. And then if you're like, I don't know what to get my parents or my anybody who likes candles for Christmas or whatever, then there you go. There's a perfect gift for you. So again, you guys, head on over to etsy.com/summermooncandles, and you're going to receive 10% off when you use offer code OurNakedStory. No checkouts, or sorry, no spaces, and all caps. So there's that. Today's episode. If you guys noticed, I did not post an episode last week, and I feel terribly sorry about that. Now, I'm trying not to say sorry too much. How about this? I appreciate you guys, you know, still following and still, helping us out with listening, even if I didn't post one last week. So, not really any excuses, just we've been busy, and I have the podcast, I just didn't post it, but we're not going to use that one yet, because we got a lot of big things getting planned, so just kind of give everybody a little heads up. We are going to be switching our, our website over to Squarespace, so that's going to be cool. It's been 4 years, so 4 years ago. All right, I'll get into this on the podcast. Here, okay, these are the commercials. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry. Whatever. Hope you guys enjoy the show. It's just me talking again. All right, everybody. Today's going to be kind of a quick one. Not because I'm trying to rush anything, but because we have some good news, and then we have some great news. No bad news though. So sorry for all you Debbie Downers out there who are looking for some bad news. I ain't got none of that for you. So first things first, you guys, we will be switching our, platform for Our Naked Story. It'll still be Our Naked Story, but we're going to be switching it over to Squarespace within the next couple weeks. So if you see our website down, it's not because we got canned or anything like that. It's because we're switching over. Should be pretty cool. So, if anybody knows, I actually built my website by myself, and it's too much work, and it's hard to maintain, and I want to put out more podcasts for everybody, and I don't want to spend most of my time trying to figure out how to code in order to get it out to you guys, so I'd much rather just do it, you know, the way somebody else does it professionally, and then we'll figure it out from there. It should be beautiful. It's going to be dope. We're going to start offering, there's a lot of big stuff coming up. So just so you know, we are going to start having some nice swag coming out pretty soon. Some Our Naked Story t-shirts and coffee mugs and probably glasses. I don't know yet. Well, I do know, but we're in the works for that right now. So then we got the website. We do also have a lot of podcasts lined up right now. So stay tuned, you guys. We are going to continue to do our every Friday. Like I said, last Friday was kind of a little hiccup. We had the Oktoberfest hike, which was an absolute blast. And I really appreciate anybody who came out. And I super appreciate everybody who, one, nobody complained about anything. You usually do an event like that where it's like, I don't know, free something. And somebody always says something like, oh, why couldn't we have it this way? Right? I'm like, dude, you know, it's a free event. We're just trying to get people together. That's really what it all comes down to. That's what we're trying to promote, is just the collective coming together and just being happy with each other. And for some reason, being naked helps people, you know, come together better. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's like magical, universal witch out there. And this black hole is just like sometimes puts out her hand and lets you kind of just kind of evaluate your life and other people's lives. And together, you know, if we all evaluate each other's lives, then we get like this really nice sense of like understanding, and we have this common ground that it's kind of this unbreakable friend. It's this weird friendship that there's, you just meet somebody else naked and not automatically are you going to like them. But you understand that like they have the same type of, I don't know, they're a person just like you, you know, everybody's a person, and everybody once was a child, you know. We all came here the same way, and we're all going to leave the same way too. But it's what you do in between those times. That's what's going to define, I don't know, something. Anyway, so it was a beautiful time. We expected probably about 10 to 15 people. I think we counted at 54 people ended up showing up. And again, just want to say thank you so much for all the nice compliments that people have left us and messaged us and emailed us and stuff like that. It was just a great time. We ended up going hiking out in the hills of Olive Dell Ranch, which is located in Southern California, just about an hour and a half outside of LA, more inland. So it's going to be in like Redlands, Yucaipa, kind of like that Loma Linda area. Yeah, so we ended up having like 54 people, and we ended up having some beers left over too. So it was really cool. So each state, so we had like, I think we had 5 stations. Each station had 2 different beers to sample. And not one person, you know, complained about, you know, it's not enough beers. It's not. I think everybody's kind of understood, though, that, like, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a tasting before. But you don't want to, if you had full beers for tastings, you're going to get really, really drunk. And it's not going to be a fun time. So you just get a little bit at a time. And then by the end of the day, everybody is just, not shit-faced, but everybody's feeling good. You know, feeling good. Yeah. But, so that was cool. And then Sunday, we kind of announced our first weekend of Sunday volleyball at Olive Dell Ranch. So for all you volleyball players out there, or even if you're not a volleyball player and you just want to be an active nudist, come on over to Olive Dell Ranch. We one of our good friends, Jayzel, he actually donated a really nice net for us, and we got brand new balls. And so every Sunday around 2 o'clock, we're gonna start playing, and then we're gonna have a big tournament next year. So right now the dates are going to change, obviously, based off of what's going on in the world. As of right now, it's tentatively May 1st and 2nd, that weekend. So I don't know, it's gonna be dope. And volleyball is pretty cool. I know you guys heard in the last podcast how much I fell in love with it, and I hope that everybody can really join. And don't worry about if it's if you're not good or you never played before. All everybody's welcome, any age, any skill level. We're gonna find a place for you. You know, we're very inclusive. So there's that. Then second week, so this last weekend was Olive Dell Ranch's annual Bear Burrow, the 5K nude run. And if you've never done that in your life, even if you're not a runner, you should come hang out. It's an unbelievable time. It's one of our biggest events that we have, and people travel from all around the world I don't remember what number episode, but there's an episode called, I think it's Don and Becky with the Bear Burrow. They talk about it more. But we had people from all around the world come over, and they ran their 5K, and then we had like a toga party at night, and we had the beer run, which was cool. And then we did our first like kind of mini impromptu volleyball tournament, which was pretty cool. Again, weren't really expecting that many people. We ended up having like 30-something people sign up. And, it seemed to be a great time, which was awesome. Sunday was the 5K. I actually ran it the second time in my life. But the first time, I drank a little too much the night before, and I was like throwing up on the side of the mountain and everything like that. But this time, I did good. I didn't drink that much Saturday. Woke up, went for a run. I'm not a runner. I don't like running. So I think I'm going to start doing it because it's good for you. And I don't know. I'm trying to push my mind past this, like, do the things that I have to do, you know? But, and I'm getting, like, 36 minutes, which I don't know if that's a good time or not. But, yeah, it was pretty cool. And we met some cool people who they usually just go there just for the 5K. And now they found out there's volleyball every Sunday. They're actually going to start coming every Sunday. So that's dope as well. But that's kind of something I wanted to talk to everybody today. Again, this is going to be a very short podcast, I want to talk to you guys about, like, the friendships that you make at these nudist resorts. And if you guys are anybody like me, like, if you meet me, I'm kind of an extrovert in a way, but, like, I don't know, it's situational, I guess, it's however I'm feeling. Most days, I don't really go out, and, like, if I'm not in, like, a situation that I'm fully comfortable, or, like, fully, not comfortable, but like I've never been there before. I want to just like go around and say hi to people. But like at Olive Dell, if you come meet me at Olive Dell, I'm a very big extrovert there. But very introvert. And it's not necessarily hard for me to find friends, but it's hard for me to, like, it's getting better now because I would always worry about people like judging me or people like just not liking me or something. And I don't know. I think a nudist resort is a perfect place to meet some of your best friends. Whether you have a best friend right now or not, if you're looking for another best friend or whatever, you want more friends in your life, I think a nudist resort is a perfect place. So we had a bunch of our friends come from Burning Man for the 5K. And it's so weird how it happens. We haven't seen them in a year. Well, yeah, a year. A little over a year. August, September, October. Yeah, a year and 2 months. And it was as if nothing changed. It was as if we just saw them yesterday. I can't really explain it. I don't know if it's just like being in that situation of happiness and like acceptance and stuff that kind of just pushes people to be nice people. But when you meet somebody naked for the first time, it breaks down all those barriers. It puts all the bullshit aside. And you hear it time and time again, you know, and it sounds like I'm preaching to the choir, or, you know, true nudists actually know what I'm talking about. But for those people who are out there and they're like, they don't understand that, how can me just getting naked, how is that going to, you know, change my life for the better? And honestly, like, I understand how from the outside looking in, it's a weird concept, you know, it's very abnormal in today's society to walk around nude and to meet people naked, and which is the way that the society puts these pressure on people. You know, a lot of people, they put just nudity and sex together, and it's so beautiful to be in a nude situation and have the respect for other people that it's not a sexual thing. You know, it's especially from, like, in my situation, so from a man to a woman, it's so empowering, I think, for both sexes to be in a situation where, if it was a normal society situation where, you know, like, whatever, you meet a girl and you get naked and then you have sex, to be like right on that borderline of just being naked and then all, I have a really hard time explaining this. So it's like to be right on that borderline where it's like in a normal situation, it would be naked and then sex, but you're naked, but then there's no intention of that sex part, you know? So then you just like, it's like, I don't know. It's like this respect that you have for this other person. And it's, I don't know. It's pretty empowering for me. It's nice to be able to be around nude women and not be like, oh, you know, I need to have sex. I need to, you know, like, no, it's, you know, that's a naked woman. And I appreciate a naked woman's body. And I, you know, but it doesn't mean that I, you know, my mind is just filled with just wanting to have sex the whole time. And again, it's very, very empowering. And it, especially as a man, it's just like, we kind of get this stigma, I guess, where like men are just like these dogs and they, you know, they just want to fuck all the time and whatever. And it's cool to be able to be like, no, actually, that's not how I feel, you know. And so you kind of get to prove people wrong, and it's really beautiful for that, you know. And I need to stop saying that I feel bad for people who feel that way, because it's on them, you know. I need to stop saying that. But I do feel bad. Well, there I go, I'm saying it again. But I do feel bad in a way for those people who, like, when me and Elizabeth, like, post a picture, you know, and they're like, oh, that's a sexy woman. Oh, I would do so many things to her. I'm like, why can't it just be a picture? And why can't you just appreciate the picture? We've even done, like even, like, nude artwork. I love nude artwork. I do. Whether it's man or woman, the human body is so beautiful. And, I don't know, it's so weird when you see those on, like, social media, and then you see all the comments. And I try not to read them too much, but you see the comments, and it's like, oh, like, I would do this to her, and I would do that. And it's always some overweight guy. And I'm like, okay, one, what makes you think she even is going to let you? First of all, let's just get that past. Like, I don't know. It's really rude, and it's really bad, like, trait for somebody to have, you know? And I think I've talked about it before where, like, I feel like they just have lived their whole life where it's just the sex and nudity part, and they're not, I guess in a way you train your mind, you know? I don't know what it is, but it's weird. But that's why I think that nudity, meeting friends, even meeting significant others, or just meeting people in general, is better when you're nude, because you don't have to kind of like train your mind to not look at stuff in a sexual way. You know? And again, you guys, I'm not saying I'm not a sexual person. Like, that's a lot of people bag on, or not bag on me. I don't really care, but I see comments, they're like, well, like, you never get turned on, you never do this. That's not what I'm saying. That could be a topic for another time. Like, what we're trying to, I'm not going to talk about my sex life because that's not what we're promoting. We're promoting non-sexual, you know, nudity. If this was like a, if this was a sex podcast, then yeah, maybe I would talk about that. But that's not what it is, you know. So it's nice to be able to go to one place and, you know, that's not what you're there for, you know, just chilling like a villain, penicillin. So, but yeah, so besides that, you guys, again, you guys, it's going to be kind of a, this is a short one today, but again, thank you guys all, so much for all your comments. I do want to make one kind of announcement. I'm hoping you guys can help us out with this. So we are going on 4 years. We actually just had our anniversary, on the 29th, which was yesterday. And, the podcast and our platform is getting a lot bigger. We didn't really expect it to be this way. It's kind of just start off as a fun project. We get to talk to people's stories. But there are some big things happening with Our Naked Story. And, you know, we really definitely appreciate all your guys' support. We appreciate your guys' likes and follows and stuff like that. And I'm not really even ashamed to ask for this, but just letting you guys know, we do have a donation button, on our website. So if you guys can or not, if not a big deal, we are trying to get some more stuff for the studio. So we're trying to get some better microphones and we're trying to get, some headphones, stuff like that. And then also, for our website. So if you guys can, it doesn't, even if it's 25 cents, if it's, I'm not even going to put any number on it. If there's any way for you to donate to the Naked Cause, which is Our Naked Story, we'd really appreciate that. And just know that your donation is going to, it's going to continue this project of ours going on. It's going to allow us to go to other places. It's going to allow us to keep talking to people from all around the world. It's going to allow us to, you know, set up this beautiful website for you guys where you guys are going to be able to, you know, to purchase all of our swag that we're going to have. And, you know, it's just going to be awesome. And then you guys, just letting you know, like even like our sponsors and stuff like that, we really appreciate our sponsors. We do get a certain percentage of, you know, whatever you guys buy from them. So even if you can, you know, if you could try getting some CBD or try getting candles, whatever. If not though, not a big deal. Like your donation could just be continue listening and keep spreading the word. And, you know, hope, like my goal is, you know, to not have to do this anymore. And I say that, because I want nudism to be so socially acceptable that I don't need to promote it anymore. That's my goal, you know? So, again, you guys, if you go to ournakedstory.com and up at the top, it says donate to the cause, the Naked Cause, that is our donate button. Again, we would really, really appreciate any donations that you guys could help out with. If not, not a big deal. I'm just throwing this out there, you know, to the universe. And if it happens, it happens. If not, then it doesn't. But it's okie dokie. So you guys, I hope you guys have a beautiful, wonderful, amazing rest of your Friday. If you're listening to this another day, or even if you're listening to this at nighttime, have a good rest of your night. Have a good evening. Have a good morning. Have a good middle day. Whatever you're having, I hope it's absolutely amazing. So until next time, you guys, on next weekend, we are going to have, or next Friday, we have one of our very, very, very good friends. I won't say their names yet, but it's going to be a doozy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good podcast. We talk about a lot of amazing, beautiful things. So, all right, you guys. Well, ciao, ciao for now. And again, have a great day. Bye.